Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. I want to thank you for your goodness and your mercy upon my life. I thank you, Lord, for being in my life. You are the Lord God Almighty, the great I am. I say that you are my refuge. You are the chief cornerstone, and I choose to trust in the true and living God. You provide me with the shelter from life's storms, from life's difficulties. I speak the blood of Jesus upon each and every member of my family for protection and preservation of life. I decree and declare that the gates of hell shall not prevail against me and my loved ones. Lord, I commit myself and my family into your hands in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus upon each and every doorpost of my home, upon each and every window post of my home, for protection in the name of Jesus Christ. May your pillar of fire be seen where my family and I abide every night. Lord, you have said you will not allow sickness and disease to come near me. I therefore declare that sickness and disease are far from me. I pray that you protect me and my family from everything we cannot see that tries to harm us. No demon from hell, no unclean spirit, no generational curses, no misfortune will touch me or my family because of you, God. I pray you will protect me and my loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name that was given power above all names, your word in Psalms 91 says, you will protect me from the terror by night, the arrow that flies by day. And I receive that promise. I believe that you are faithful to your word.
Lord, you are a mighty and all-powerful God. I enter your presence with sincere gratitude for your protection over my life. Thank you for being my safe place, for being my refuge. I am thankful for your wonderful care and tender mercies. Lord, in this world, there are many enemies all around me. In the unseen world, the devil is working, trying to derail me and destabilize me from the faith. So I call on you. This is a battle that I cannot fight with my physical hands. So I call on a power that is higher than I. I call on you, Jesus. Your word reminds me that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And Lord, this highlights the need that I have for your heavenly protection. Your word says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." Thank you for your promise of protection, a psalm that offers such a blessed hope. I find peace in you, God, because when I am worn out, you're a God who renews my strength. Let your angels of peace go ahead of me. Let them have charge over me, Father. I rest and I am at peace knowing that I don't need to worry about protection when I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I don't lean on my own understanding because you are an all-knowing God. I pray for heavenly strength so that I will be able to withstand the storms of life and the challenges that I face daily. Strengthen me so that I will be able to withstand the attacks of the enemy. Give me the power I need to overcome. Give me peace so that I will not allow fear and anxiety to hold me back. I put my trust in you as I seek your blessings of divine protection today. I refuse to let anxiety or fear become my companion. Help me to trust in you and not to worry. Help me to fully rely on your unlimited ability to keep me guarded and protected. I am blessed because I am under the care of Jesus Christ. I am blessed because you watch over me each and every day. I am blessed and protected because you go before me, Lord Jesus, and watch over my coming in and going out. I will rejoice always because no danger will overwhelm me when I am in your presence. I will put my faith in you, regardless of what I'm facing. I will give my thanks to you in all situations I face, and I am only strong and courageous because I know that you are on my side. Father, I trust that all of my steps are ordered by you. I have confidence in your word that tells me to approach the throne of grace boldly, and that if I ask anything according to your will, then I know that you will hear me. I simply want to take time out of my day and say thank you. Thank you for being good to me. Thank you for being patient with me. Father, I pray that I will always abide under your shadow, meaning that I am always close to you. You are always near and never too far from me. I will say to you, Lord, you are the chief cornerstone of my life, and you are my strong tower. I am trusting in you to be with me always and to be my defender. You, Lord Jesus, are faithful, and I trust and believe that you will strengthen me and protect me from the evil one. Lord, I pray that you would help me in my time of need. Let nothing happen to me that would result in me losing my peace or joy. I thank you today for blessing me with peace. Thank you for blessing me with a calm spirit and a heart that is not troubled. Lord, I pray that you would help me so that the things of this world may not affect me so much that they would result in me losing my peace. Grant me the grace, Lord, to face my mountains, to face my Goliath with no fear, but rather with an assured confidence that my Lord will deliver. He will uplift me and protect me from all harm. I say that you are my refuge. You are the chief cornerstone, and I choose to trust in the true and living God. You provide me with the shelter from life's storms, from life's difficulties. I speak the blood of Jesus upon each and every member of my family for protection and preservation of life. I decree and declare that the gates of hell shall not prevail against me and my loved ones. Lord, I commit myself and my family into your hands in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus upon each and every doorpost of my home, upon each and every window post of my home, for protection in the name of Jesus Christ. May your pillar of fire be seen where my family and I abide every night. Lord, you have said you will not allow sickness and disease to come near me. I therefore declare that sickness and disease are far from me. I pray that you protect me and my family from everything we cannot see that tries to harm us. No demon from hell, no unclean spirit, no generational curses, no misfortune will touch me or my family because of you, God. I pray you will protect me and my loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name that was given power above all names, your word in Psalms 91 says, you will protect me from the terror by night, the arrow that flies by day. And I receive that promise. I believe that you are faithful to your word. Lord, you are a mighty and all-powerful God. I enter your presence with sincere gratitude for your protection over my life. Thank you for being my safe place, for being my refuge. I am thankful for your wonderful care and tender mercies. Lord, in this world, there are many enemies all around me. In the unseen world, the devil is working, trying to derail me and destabilize me from the faith. So I call on you This is a battle that I cannot fight with my physical hands. So I call on a power that is higher than I. I call on you, Jesus. Your word reminds me that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And Lord, this highlights the need that I have for your heavenly protection. Your word says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." Thank you for your promise of protection, a psalm that offers such a blessed hope. I find peace in you, God, because when I am worn out, you're a God who renews my strength. Let your angels of peace go ahead of me. Let them have charge over me, Father. I rest and I am at peace, knowing that I don't need to worry about protection when I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I don't lean on my own understanding because you are an all-knowing God. I pray for heavenly strength so that I will be able to withstand the storms of life and the challenges that I face daily. Strengthen me so that I will be able to withstand the attacks of the enemy. Give me the power I need to overcome. Give me peace so that I will not allow fear and anxiety to hold me back. I put my trust in you as I seek your blessings of divine protection today. I refuse to let anxiety or fear become my companion. Help me to trust in you and not to worry. Help me to fully rely on your unlimited ability to keep me guarded and protected. I am blessed because I am under the care of Jesus Christ. I am blessed because you watch over me each and every day. I am blessed and protected because you go before me, Lord Jesus, and watch over my coming in and going out. I will rejoice always because no danger will overwhelm me when I am in your presence. I will put my faith in you, regardless of what I'm facing. I will give my thanks to you in all situations I face, and I am only strong and courageous because I know that you are on my side. Father, I trust that all of my steps are ordered by you. I have confidence in your word that tells me to approach the throne of grace boldly, and that if I ask anything according to your will, then I know that you will hear me. I simply want to take time out of my day and say thank you. Thank you for being good to me. Thank you for being patient with me. Father, I pray that I will always abide under your shadow, meaning that I am always close to you. You are always near and never too far from me. I will say to you, Lord, you are the chief cornerstone of my life, and you are my strong tower. I am trusting in you to be with me always and to be my defender. You, Lord Jesus, are faithful, and I trust and believe that you will strengthen me and protect me from the evil one. Lord, I pray that you would help me in my time of need. Let nothing happen to me that would result in me losing my peace or joy. I thank you today for blessing me with peace. Thank you for blessing me with a calm spirit and a heart that is not troubled. Lord, I pray that you would help me so that the things of this world may not affect me so much that they would result in me losing my peace. Grant me the grace, Lord, to face my mountains, to face my Goliath with no fear, but rather with an assured confidence that my Lord will deliver. He will uplift me and protect me from all harm. Thank you for listening to my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.